Desiring God behind the blog, David Mathis here with Jonathan Parnell and Tony Ranke, where we're taking you behind the scenes backstage at the Desiring God blog to give you a little bit of what's going on. This week there was a post by Tony Ranke called Salt and Like. It has to do with blog reading. Tony, tell us about that post.
Yeah, Salt and Like was my attempt to really engage Christian blog readers, to encourage them not to think of themselves as just consumers, as just readers, but as people who can actually click like or retweet or email posts in a way that serves others. And so hopefully giving a vision for how to read blogs that's there to serve folks in our community, folks in our churches, folks in our families, and use it as a means of caring for our neighbors.
Thanks, Tony. It's a really helpful post. If you haven't checked that out, look for it on the DG blog from a few days ago called Salt and Like. Speaking of Facebook likes, there's a new series on the Desiring God blog here over the last few weeks called Grace at Home, which many people have really enjoyed and spread through their social networks. Tony, what's the backstory on this Grace at Home series?
Yeah, the origin to the series really goes back to last summer when Rachel Jankovic wrote a series of blog posts for us on the DG blog, and they became very popular. Their posts on motherhood, and they spread all over Facebook, and it's just amazing to see the spread of that series. And so we just saw a need for posts to serve moms. And so, you know, we did our best to go into the works of Charles Spurgeon and Octavius Winslow and use the dead guys to try and encourage moms, but we ran out of quotes for mothers. And so we just sent out some emails to some ladies asking them if they would contribute blog posts to DG on motherhood. And we found a trio of ladies that have consistently delivered just wonderful Christ-exalting content. Christine Hoover, who's the wife of a church planter in Virginia, has written some great posts. Her most recent one, The Everyday Question of Motherhood, is a very solid post, and it's getting a lot of attention, and it should. And Rachel Jones, she's based out of Africa. We found her essentially through the New York Times. She wrote an article in March in the newspaper, and her most recent contribution to the DG blog is called Desperate, Breathless, Dependent Parenting, and it's an outstanding piece. And we regularly have pieces from Gloria Furman, who's based in Dubai. These three ladies have served the DG blog audience really well, I think.
Also, I want you to know behind the scenes here that we love interacting with the content, not just in writing, but in conversation. And Pastor Piper has a great post this morning about godly ambition and the life of John Stott. And Jonathan Parnell was riffing a little bit here at the DG offices this morning, and we thought it'd be helpful to draw in some of our listeners into that conversation and thought. Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm still very much processing my thoughts here on this post, but I was really challenged by it last night when I read it, and challenged by the fact that I feel like my dreams are far too small. And then thinking about that and then stepping back and also recognizing that I'm not John Stott, I'm not John Piper. So what does it look like for a guy like me or for your average blog reader? What does it look like for us to dream? And so just trying to process that and think more about that. And of course, defining dreams here as our impact on the world for Christ's glory. That's the kind of dreams we're talking about. And I think there are really two senses we speak about dreams in this way. And it's first the character of our dreams and then the content of our dreams. And by character, I mean kind of the bigness, the audacity, the impossibility of our dreams. The thing about the character of our dreams is the bigness of them. I think that should flow from who God is, not our giftedness or not our callings or our abilities. That's because of who God is. And then there's this, the content of our dreams, kind of the mechanics and the workings, the outworkings of our dreams. I think that's what's really the extension of our calling and the way we're wired and our giftedness and such. So I think the application that I'd make, I'm trying to make for my own life, and I'd say to our readers, would be as far as the bigness of what you want to see happen in the world for Christ's glory. That's an extension that flows from who God is, period, right? That's it. As far as what that actually looks like in your life, that's going to be different depending on your personality and your giftings and the way you're wired. And so I think in both ways, we dream big because of who God is, and then our dreams all look different because of the way God's made us and the measure of faith that He's assigned.
Mm-hmm. Also at the blog this week, a post from John Piper called My Future at Desiring God, clarifying that as he transitions away from Bethlehem and moves into the season of post-senior pastorate at Bethlehem, it doesn't mean less of Desiring God, but maybe only more wider ministry through Desiring God. As you know, it's been a time of transition here for us. Guys, what do we have coming up on the blog?
Yeah, Saturday we have another Pinterest image on the blog, and so on Sunday we're going to be featuring reflections on the life of Isaac Newton, which is a 37-minute audio address, a little devotional that Pastor John gave to the DG staff recently.
Very good. And another Newton as well coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Tony has a post from John Newton on his letter writing that he has kind of drawn out some application for blogging, so look for that next week.
Also on Monday, John Piper leaves for Europe for Bucharest, Hamburg, and Geneva, God willing. We got a post coming up on Monday from John about that trip. Thank you for joining us on Desiring God Behind the Blog.